Hello, everyone, and welcome back to season 3 of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Now, I know it's been a while since the last time we sat down and talked, but everything that's been going on in the last year, I felt like it was best for me to just take a little break. Between the surgery I had on my hand and then after that breaking that same hand, it's been crazy. And while I took a break from doing a podcast, I took some time to think about how there are so many different things we could talk about. I was contemplating whether or not to just stick to talking about affirmations and positive thinking, because if we can all be real with ourselves, life is about more than just trying to always be positive. I was having those moments of doubt again, seeing how so many people seem to want to interact with posts on Facebooks or shows that were geared more towards drama and things that they're able to debate back and forth about. Like I've mentioned before in previous episodes, life happens sometimes, and being positive can really be hard to do, especially in the heat of the moment. But after a long break and a lot of praying and self-reflecting, here we are, back and ready to continue doing what it feels like we are meant to do. This week, I want to take some time to talk with you all on a topic that was laying on my heart. And this week's topic is choosing peace and setting boundaries. Now, I don't know about all of you, but if there's one thing that I wish for in life, it would be peace. I know some of you are probably thinking, why not choose money? Choose fame or choose something like that. You just said that you wish that more people would interact, blah, 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 but no. After everything, peace is what I would choose. And believe me, at one point in life, I probably would have said one of those other things. And to be honest, there are still some times I do think about saying it, but at the point I am right now in life, I feel like money can't solve everything. While yes, don't get me wrong, having all the money in the world can help relieve the stress of paying bills or dealing with unexpected financial pop-ups that always seem to come when you least expect them and always seem to come when you're running low on it. But most of the time, when we don't have the money to deal with. But can money honestly bring you peace? I saw this post on Threads the other day that said, when you choose peace, it comes with a lot of goodbyes. The first thing I'm sure some of you said, I know that's right. And the first thing you may have associated with this is people. Sometimes in order to protect your peace or achieve peace in your life, you do have to learn that everybody is not meant to come along on your ride with you. I myself have experienced trying to hold on to friendships or relationships because of the history or emotional attachment that they have. But I do find myself constantly feeling like I was always trying to prove myself to those people in one way or another. And at the end of the day, I would end up feeling resentment. Or maybe you even find yourself battling with feelings of thinking that you are obligated to deal with family members or someone that has done you wrong in one way or another just because they're family. The signs have been there and you've seen the red flag after red flag. And instead of accepting the fact that those people bring you more harm and more drama into your life, you kept them around. But at what point is enough going to be enough? At one point, will you put yourself first and realize that you'll never have peace in your life If you continue to surround yourself with people that have shown you time after time who they are and what they bring to the table. One thing that I've learned, and I'm still learning to this day, is that when it comes to my peace, I had to learn to be okay to set boundaries. By setting boundaries, it will help you learn when and where to draw the line with the things that you will accept from people in your life. Learning to say no to people was one of the hardest things that I had to deal with. I would find myself going to events or gatherings that I didn't want to go to just so I wouldn't hurt the other person's feelings. And by doing so, it would trigger my anxiety. It would go through the roof, and that would sometimes have me coming up with last minute excuses to go back out of plans or sometimes just not even show up. After putting my feelings on the back burner for so long out of fear of hurting other people's feelings, I realized that in order for me to achieve the peace that I have been longing for, I had to learn when and where to draw the lines. Now, for a second, I want to stop and just talk about how I would come up with those last minute excuses and plans or just not show up to stuff. A lot of times, people with anxiety get to the point where their anxiety becomes so overbearing that it causes them to do things like that, and it causes rifts and friendships where people think that that person is doing that just out of spite or that they just don't care. It's not that we don't care, because we do. But anxiety is this little creepy monster that creeps up and causes things like that to happen. So if you do have a friend or know somebody who does that, check on them. Don't just go bite their head off. Give them a moment to explain if they feel like explaining. Don't force anything out of them, but do realize that it's not an intentional disrespect coming from them. Now, recently I've come across a post that had gotten under my skin. I know that everyone is entitled to use their pages to say whatever it is they want to say, just like I use the podcast to say whatever it is I want to say or feel like I need to say. But lately I find myself reading posts from people that I know that if I heard them say it to me or say it in front of me, I would more than likely no longer associate with them moving forward. For example, there's someone that I know that on social media is constantly using the word dyke. Everybody who knows me knows how I feel about the word dyke. To some people, it may not mean anything, but for me, I find it to be rude and disrespectful. To me, I take offense to that word. To me, I feel like it's almost the same thing as calling a gay man the F word. I don't want to say it. We all know what it is. It's just demeaning and disgusting. And that could be from past experiences that I've had when I was a teenager hearing that word. The way I see it is I have two options. I can deactivate all my social media accounts so that I just don't have to see any of it. Or I can unfriend the person or the people that post things that I find offensive or goes against the type of energy that I wish to have in my life. When I was trying to decide which of the two I should do, I kept thinking of these two sayings that I heard years ago when I was still in high school. Shout out to Miss Bramble for these. The first one, sometimes the hardest thing to do is the easiest thing to do. And if you can't change the people around you, change the people around you. And once I said the second one, the choice was honestly the easiest for me. Moving forward, I was just going to delete people that I feel were posting things that I think or feel are offensive. and things that I just don't want to tolerate from people. That's a boundary that I feel I have to set for myself in order to get to the place where I want to be mentally. I think I may have spoken before on it, but setting boundaries is very important when it comes to protecting yourself from other people's negativity. It's up to us to decide what it is we're willing to deal with and tolerate from others. I'm the type of person that people usually look to for advice or for words of encouragement, and I honestly love being able to be there for people when they need someone that can help them see the silver lining in a dark situation. But with that, I also get the feeling of what they're going through. I tend to feel their pain and their emotions. So I guess you can consider me an empath to some level. I've heard people refer to people who tend to come to others with their issues or problems as trauma dumping. Not everyone is able to take on the emotions and trauma of others because it tends to run over into their own emotions or feelings. And sometimes people who are, in fact, empaths don't know how to differentiate those emotions of others from their own emotions. That's why I just say, for me, it's to some level. I can feel it, but I do know how to separate it. That's why doing this is something that I feel like is my calling, or something that I love to do. We all want to be there for the people in our lives, but if dealing with other people's trauma is too much for you to handle, set that boundary. Let them know. Tell them that while you care what they're going through, you are not in a mental or emotional space to take on their problems with what you already have going on in your personal life. I recently seen a post where it was a screenshot of a text message. And it basically was this one friend telling another friend how she no longer wanted to hear any of the issues that was going on with the boyfriend, that the other friend would trash talk and tell the friend all the stuff that they was going through. Oh, I'm going to leave him, whatever, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess the one friend had got to the point where she felt like it was something that she could no longer do. So she nicely, it wasn't disrespectful, it wasn't rude. And honestly, kudos to the friend who sent that message, because you set that boundary because you no longer wanted to be the person who took on all those emotions when your friend was going through negative situations, just for them to turn around and go back to that same situation after you felt every emotion they felt during the negativity. So hats off to you. This year, I'm going to hopefully be able to start a Dear Tay segment. It's kind of like the old Dear Abbeys that used to be in the newspaper. Not sure if they still are in the newspaper or not. I'm going to start, you know, urging you all to write in via email, comment on posts. If there's anything you want to get off your chest, or DM me. And I mean anything. If there's something you want to vent about, I'm here for you. If there's something that you want to ask for advice about, and you don't feel like there's anyone in your personal life that you can go to and get that advice from, I'm here for you. If there's something that you want advice about, you've already asked someone for it, and you just want to get a second suggestion just to see if you hear the same thing or if you hear something different, I'm here for you. You can send an email to taytalkspositivity@gmail.com. Taking care of your mental health is important. And I know that there are some people who have reservations when it comes to speaking with therapists. I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm just a person who cares about others and want to be there if they need a shoulder to cry on or someone to talk to. Like always, I hope that everyone has the most amazing and blessed day. I pray that you all have a week full of positive vibes and good energy. And if there's something or someone that comes along that disturbs your aura of positivity, I pray that you are able to allow that positive energy to overpower it. You never know. You might just be the person to help change someone's mindset for the day. Until next time, this is your girl, Tay. Always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.